Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, it was tough to choose, but we did it for you. Our app picks of the year.
Plus Bieber, Goo, Gorillas, and Glitches.
All that and an iBand that rocks on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off the lifetime of your new account, go to squarespace.com/iPad today. And when you're ready to buy, use iPad Today as the offer code. And by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off your new domain, go to iPadtoday.hover.com. And by Slingbox, which just turned your iPad into a television. Slingbox introduces their new iPad app just in time for the holidays. So now you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you take it. Check it out at Best Buy or Slingbox.com. Ooh. iPad Today number 25 Ooh. For the 25th day of December, almost.
Almost.
It's the eve of Christmas Eve. Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hello, Leo Laporte. I have missed you.
No, you haven't. You had some other guy was in here.
Well, that's only because you couldn't be.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I was abroad.
No, you were at a some sort of school board thing.
Oh, that's right. I was at a retreat.
You were abroad the week before that.
I was abroad at one point, was I not?
Yes.
I believe I have the underwear to prove it.
I am still abroad.
You are always abroad.
That's right.
So somebody sent me a tweet or something that said, your show, iPad Today, it's too loose and relaxed. And I said, wait a minute, it's the most highly produced show we do.
Well, I think that you could argue that it's loose and relaxed, but that is why other folks like it. I don't know what to say about that.
I think it's just a show about the iPad and whatever, you know, you think of it, I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, but there are other shows, but this is our show.
This is our show.
And we enjoy it. And we are loose and relaxed.
That's right. Yes. It's so the Valium. We're going to need a new prescription pretty soon. Actually, I don't know how we're going to get it.
My ascot's just a little tight. Yeah. I am dressed for the occasion.
It's very nice. Yeah. That's your famous smoking jacket. Mm-hmm. We see it around the holidays quite a bit.
I wear it as often as possible.
You wore it in our Christmas cart to our Christmas dinner.
Okay.
And now you're wearing it in our Christmas episode.
Okay.
No, it's good. It's working for you.
Okay.
It's velvet.
Fine.
You're like the Velveteen Rabbit.
I am. And I've got a sewn-up ear to prove it.
Yes.
So today we're going to show you our favorites of the year, basically. Right?
You know, we usually do a theme off the top of the show, and it was like, well, we're, you know, it's our last, you and I, it's our last episode of the year. I'm going to do one more episode before the end of the year.
What about me?
Well, you don't
want to. Am I abroad again?
No, you're just not in
I'm
the office
the week
next
off.
Week.
So what are you going to do a show without me?
Yeah.
Another one.
I don't
and
like
are you
going to
do it by
no
yourself
shows.
Or are you going to have Tom help you?
I think Tom's going to Skype in because he doesn't want to come up here either.
You're coming up for Christmas?
Well, it'll be the day before
after.
New Year's Eve.
I could pop in, I guess.
Well, think about it.
All right.
Please come if you want. Otherwise, I'm just going to hold down the fort.
Wow, you are dedicated.
I just don't want to skip shows. Yeah. There's too much content.
This was the year the iPad was launched. It feels like it's been with us forever, but really,
April.
It's April. It's not. It's pretty new.
It's not even a year old, and yet there are so many apps. We've talked about them. We've shown them off on the show. Some are better than others.
We wish we could pick hundreds, but we're only going to pick our top three each.
Yeah, our top three each because hey. It's an hour-long show. They used to be 45 minutes.
It's getting longer all the time.
It's getting longer.
I have to pick this one. I'm sorry because...
Well, don't be sorry.
You said, what is it that you do the most on the iPad?
Right.
And to be honest, the most on the iPad, I do this. It's We Rule. Now, they've updated it a couple of times since it came out originally. I got awe. Thank you. I get 20 free awe. I don't even know what that is. It's
now,
a different game.
Why do you apologize for loving me?
Well, it's kind of like playing Farmville. It's kind of a silly waste of time. But see, look, every time you come here, they add new things. My kingdom has gotten more and more elaborate. It's a farming game. If you've ever played, Farmville, it's similar. Although, really, it's more like playing Dolls or Dollhouse, right? Because you have all these different things you can build. You harvest your little crops. You can variety of different buildings, a very broad variety of buildings. In fact, they because every week now they add a couple more buildings, so the list of things that you can build has gotten quite extensive. I mean, it goes on and on. Now, this is an iPhone game originally, but it's migrated, I think, quite well to the iPad. Really uses the big space. There's decorative items. There's lots of different trees. And you can even get kind of thematic. So, for instance, this is my main kingdom, but if I head to the west, I have my western realm, which is kind of my, well, frankly, prison planet. I've got the courts. And then I have a prison, which is surrounded by molten lava. And should you not do well in the prison, I've got the graveyard and the corpses to prove it. And the scary, I don't know what that is, scary.
What is it? Oh, a big zombie head?
Yeah, it's he's brooding right now.
Oh, and dear. Molten lava. I'd rather be in jail.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's one realm. Now, the holidays are upon us. A lot of that stuff came from the Halloween stuff that they offered. They're really good about kind of keeping it up to date by offering buildings and decorative items that apply to the holidays. So we've got a lot of, right now, some. This is my snowy realm, you see, and I've got Santa and his sleigh, and I've got Candy Cane Village. It's really, it's kind of fun. It's social. Not so much as Farmville, where you kind of have to involve your friends, but you can follow people, and you can go and buy stuff from them. So you can go to their kingdom, see what they've been doing, and they have, if they've got buildings on here with for sale signs, you can buy stuff. I'm going to buy from Michael, I think, let's see, what should I buy? Oh, look, there's a free dragon. I'm going to buy 100
dragon
scales.
I feel like you've just started playing We Rule and forgot that you were doing a
show. Oh, is this a show? Anyway, that's...
I'm just going to buy some dragons from John.
That's We Rule. Thanks, John. It's kind of a fun... It's kind of a fun...
It's addictive. Game. You say you play daily, if not more than once a day.
Oh, because, you have to.
Because you have to.
Crops come in and... My wife mocks me because I get up in the morning and I harvest my cauliflower and I check out the ruby trees, see how they're doing.
It's hard. That's mock-worthy, sort of.
It is multi-mock-worthy.
Multi-mock-worthy.
I admit it. I'm admitting something here to you, and I hope that you won't take advantage of that. I mean, I'm actually telling you something, a deep, dark secret.
That you harvest cauliflower each morning?
First thing I do.
And it makes you happy. Makes you happy. See, that's the thing about all of the apps that we have to choose from, is they do things to us. They tug at our heartstrings. They waste our time. They take our money.
Now, you know that the secret to a good relationship is sharing intimacies. Now, I've shared with you something, my deep, dark secret. I think it would only be fair that you share with me now something that you're ashamed of. Okay, just show us your app.
All right. So, I was trying to think of something. I was trying to think of something funny to say.
No, go ahead. It's
but
okay.
There's nothing shameful about
this. This is her shameful Insta paper. It's so shameful.
Well, some of the things that I save are maybe a little bit shameful. I don't even really remember what I saved last.
I love Insta paper. You're absolutely right.
Insta paper is it's a wonderful app. I use. The Instapaper for iPad is basically the equivalent of Instapaper Pro for iPhone. So for the iPad, you can only get the $4.99 version. But there is an Instapaper, I think they call it either light or free.
I think it's worth getting this. Instapaper lets you save web pages as you browse.
That's right.
Without all the crap.
Exactly.
The cruft.
It is by far the app that I use the most without actually thinking about using it.
Yes.
You know, so for example, there was a blog post about using an iPad as a photography portfolio, and I saw it online. I wasn't even using my iPad at the time. I was just using Chrome on my MacBook.
But you don't have maybe time to read it at that moment.
Don't have time to read it. There's a little bookmarklet. I say read it later, and the Instapaper app, whether you open it on a variety of devices, you just need an account.
And
open
look what
it
a
up.
Nice job it does, though. I mean, it's taken out all the stuff.
Right. But all your links are still live. You know,
there's no ads. There's no.
No, there's nothing. It's
readable.
It's part of the probe. Yeah, and it's gorgeous. You can change the font. You know, you can easily send it to somebody to save it in a variety of places. You've got your articles. You can star articles that, you know, for whatever reason, if you feel that they need more attention than others. You can save something to your archive. You know, almost like a Gmail type of a feeling. If you don't actually want to delete it, but you've read it and you don't need it to be front and center anymore. Instapaper is once you get going with it, it took me a little while for it to become second nature to me where I stopped leaving tabs open in Chrome where I'm like, I don't want to close this tab because I don't want to forget.
Right.
I don't do that anymore. I just save it to Instapaper and I keep life simpler. And then I open it up when I have time to read. Great gym device. When I'm at the, I can't really do it when I'm on the treadmill, but when I'm sitting on my bike at the gym, I just read Instapaper. And it's great. The more stuff I can't read at the time I first saw it, the better my biking experience will
be. You don't mind,
do
you?
I just sit there until I'm done.
You know you're going to have some reading,
exactly.
Which is kind of nice.
So that's absolutely my top of the three.
Actually, okay, as long as we're making admissions.
Yes. Deep, dark,
here comes another
embarrassing
one.
Secrets.
I Instapaper stuff and then never read it. So it's kind of like a way of me saying, I'm going to get to this later, and then I don't have to.
Yeah, that happens with me sometimes.
Yeah.
So, within Instapaper itself, I'll go, I'm just going to keep not reading that one article that's really long.
I'm just pointing out that you could have made a deep, personal, intimacy building, engaging kind of thing, but you didn't.
No.
So now I've got an app.
Okay. I do a lot of, personal
I'm just teasing.
Oversharing on my blog.
I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. You don't have to overshare. So this is actually, again, you asked for stuff I use a lot. And I realize after we rule, the next most useful thing, most incredibly useful thing on my iPad is this. It's Motion X GPS. It is
I don't even think we've ever talked about this before.
I don't think we have.
Well, I don't know why. You love it so much.
It's really fantastic. They've added new features, text-to-speech, so it'll speak street names. That's nice. So what is this? Well, it's GPS. Somebody was asking me on one of the radio stations, can you recommend GPSs? And these days, who buys a standalone GPS? You've got it in your phone. You've got it in your iPad. Right. And this, because the iPad screen is so big, is just wonderful. It has all the features you'd expect on a GPS.
Go to page to set a destination.
You see, it talks to you. Very nice voice. You can go by a variety of different ways to get to somewhere. Recently found places, my home. Let's not show that address. Favorites, frequent destinations, saved destinations. You can save parking spots. So I saved a parking spot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is this helpful?
Well, now it'll navigate me if I forgot where I parked.
Oh, I see. Where's my car?
Yes. So
that's awesome, actually. Before I had a garage spot, do you know how many times a week I would lose my car?
So there's a button on the menu that says, save this position as this is my parking space. Save it. Parking spot. You press that big button and save it. It is the best. It's got a great voice. It will talk you through it very loud, too, on the iPad, or you could plug it into your sound system. I think of all of the nav. By the way, I should mention that it is getting these maps, this is from Google, and it's getting them live.
Right.
You can, if you set it a route, you can pre-cache all the maps while you've got an internet connection, which is a great thing to do. So if you're going somewhere where it won't have maps, you can preload the maps, and you can even play your iPod. It's got a little iPod player, so you can listen to your stuff while you're navigating. I just think that this is of the best GPS device out there. And it's very affordable because you buy additional stuff from within the application. So if you want it to speak to you, for instance, you have to pay for that.
But that's actually kind of nice. So you don't have to pay for everything if they're features that you wouldn't use.
Exactly.
You wait till you need them.
I can't remember how much, optional package offers, we'll see. There's a variety of in-app purchases that you can do. This is Motion X GPS. 30 days of live voice guidance is $3. 1 year is $20. I don't think that's so expensive. And I think the app itself, I'm not sure, I'll have to check for you, but I think it's $4 or $5. Not very expensive. Lots of very nice features in here, including Facebook integration.
Beautiful.
This is, in my opinion, better than any GPS, partly because the iPad screen is just so darn big.
We get a lot of requests from folks in our inbox about these sorts of apps. So this is a great answer for anybody who's like, what's the best GPS app? I mean, I haven't seen anything that looks so
nice.
It's just nicely
very
done.
Easy. And here's your route so you can kind of follow it along step by step. It shows you here. And
now, turn right, and then in 300 feet, you will arrive at your destination. It is on the left.
Now, you see, it doesn't have programmable voices. You get this nice lady's voice. You saw that they just added a new feature, which I'm going to download immediately, which says that it reads, it does text-to-speech for the street names. That's something a lot of higher-end GPSs have. Anyway, Motion X GPS. I'm sorry I haven't mentioned it sooner. It's available for the iPhone and the iPad, and I think it's a great GPS to
It's program. Beautiful. Two more apps that I, you know, it's tough because there's so many apps that I can recommend as, you know, that they're the most beautiful or they're the most organizational help. But actually, the two that I use the most, if I'm just being honest, besides Instapaper, of course, one's a game and one's a Twitter client.
I love it. Finally.
Yes.
Some admission.
It's true.
From you.
It's true.
Yes.
Now, the game that I like the most, it's funny, it didn't catch on as much as Angry Birds or Cut the Rope or anything like that. But it's still my favorite because there's something about geometry puzzle games that are soothing to me. Frustrating, but soothing.
You played this on the plane all the way to Vegas and back.
And back, yeah. Yes. It's called Arriving HD. It is another $5 app. And you know, I've gotten to the point now where there are certain levels that I'm not getting any points on because it's gotten a lot harder.
So this is similar to Angry Birds or Cut the Rope. You've got to solve a physics problem.
That's right.
In order to get this egg to move around.
That's right. The whole idea is that you've got this dinosaur egg and I need to collect these jewels. And so I can.
Whoops, you didn't draw it fast enough.
Yeah, well, okay. This is really, it's also very hard to do from this angle.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
kind of weird
sure,
angle.
Sure,
so
sure.
You draw a variety of shapes and a variety of, you know, like lines, and you can see it's all sort of gravitational based. And the idea is to get to these jewels without the egg falling and breaking. Now, we actually did have a viewer who finished Arriving HD write
really?
Us recently
wow.
and say, nothing happens at the end.
What? The egg doesn't hatch?
No, the egg doesn't hatch, and I guess they're making the way for another level. So that's actually kind of disappointing and makes me not want to play. The problem is that you get to a certain level, and if you're a numbskull like me, you don't know how to solve the problem. You know, these get very complicated, but it's actually fairly easy at the beginning. It makes you feel really good when you get different levels. But I love this game. I've spent so much time with this game, and I think that even though there is, you know, your score keeps going down as your time runs out, but even though there's pressure, there's not the same amount of pressure that I find with other games that start to kind of bother me. You know, I can't, when I feel a lot of pressure, I don't stick with games because, I don't know, they raise my blood pressure a little bit too much.
My blood pressure is going up watching you play.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm not very good, but
I know.
It's this level has really stumped me. It's almost like I'm zen about it because I've been so angry about it for so long. But I love Arriving HD. It's really cute. I've got the sound off, but it's got this cute little music, and it's really soothing. Except that it isn't. So it's the perfect game. Again, that's from Clova.com, $4.99.
I suppose if we're going to talk about games, I should mention Angry Birds. This should be on everybody's list. It is still the best-selling.
Well, it is on everyone's list because it's been the top-selling app for like a million years.
But if I tell people about that or Plants vs. Zombies, which is also a great favorite, mm-hmm. they're going to say, oh, Leo, we already know about that.
But it doesn't mean that it's not one of your top.
Have you played Field Runners?
No.
All right. This is one you might want to know about. This is what do they call it? Game Center enabled, so you can use Apple's new Game Center. By the way, Motion X GPS, $2.99. For that GPS, basic GPS. So Field Runners is what we call a tower defense game. There are a lot of tower defense games on here. This is kind of, well, one of the classics. Let me see. Should I resume an existing game? Maybe I will. That way you'll see. I said, should I resume an maybe I'll start a new game. It crashed on me. Sorry about that.
Subatomic Studios.
Yeah.
Just play a new game.
It's because I haven't played that game in a long time.
Now, you're not going to get sucked into Field Runners,
are you?
Because
you could play with friends on the same battlefield. That's a nice new feature on here. No, I might, though. This is a game Alex Lindsay taught me about. You have a variety of different fields that you can play on. Let's say for holidays, we'll play the Frostbite field. And the idea is that bad guys are going to come and go after you, and you have to kind of defend against them. You have a certain number of weapons, a certain amount of money. You have to, you know, hoard your resources and play the game without letting them through. And, of course, the more levels you get, the farther you get, the better. See, here's how much money you have. Here's your current score. Here's how many lives you have. You start with 20 lives. That's basically how many guys can get through. This is the field of play, and I right now only have one little device. I'm going to drag this over here and protect myself against these bad guys when they come out. So you're shooting them as they come out, but they have four different places they can come out. Oh, man. Crumb bum. They're getting through. Stop.
So this is exactly the kind of game I was talking about when it's a blood pressure.
Yeah, this is a high blood pressure game.
It is.
Because they come faster and faster. You get more weapons. You get a variety of weapons. This is a fairly challenging map because they're coming from four different directions. They're trying to get into here. It's tower defense. If you've never played tower defense, it's just really a lot of fun. You basically, you win this game by doing what Alex Lindsay calls the intestinal defense. That is making these guys go around and around a lot. The more they move, the more chances you have to shoot at them and defeat them. You get the idea. It's called Field Runners. There's a lot of gameplay to this. It's a fairly deep game. We'll save that and quit out of it. Highly recommended if you're looking for something that will engross you. You can pause the game at any time and come back and play it. A great time killer, Field Runners, and really one of my first favorite iPhone and iPad games. Your turn.
Well, this last app, I said I used Instapaper the most, but I don't know if that's true because the app that I probably do use the most or spend at least the most time on my iPad is the Twitter app. Now, I said that I was going to show off a Twitter app, and I indeed am. This is the official Twitter app, and I love it. And it took, again, some getting used to because it works differently than the official Twitter app for iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly works differently than the web version.
This was originally Tweety, right?
Yes, this was Tweety. Twitter bought Tweety. Tweety was not by everybody, but, you know, widely regarded as the best, or one of them anyway. So here's a Brian Rushwood tweet. You know, if I just want to open that up, he's got a link there. It goes ahead and opens up a link, but it still stays within the interface. And there's a lot of swiping going on. So I can kind of, you know, I can look through my stream. I can bring Brian over. I can go ahead and... Actually, can I do that? I don't know. And, of course, we've got lists. We've got, you know, search capabilities, any of my mentions. You know, I've got a search for when people misspell my name and say bad things about me and variety of things like that. I love the Twitter app, and it works differently whether you're in, if you're in landscape mode, it works differently than portrait mode because, of course, landscape mode has more real estate right to left. But the idea is the same. So, you click on a tweet. And what's nice is that this also, the Twitter for iPad app works for mentions and conversations in a unique way. So the friend of mine, Leo Lamb, I used to work with her at Current, had mentioned another former Current employee and a friend, Robin. So you see, you get more context about how their conversation was going. The new Twitter does this better than the original web service did. But still, Twitter for iPad is what I consider the most intuitive experience. It took some time to get to that point for me, but I love it. And, I know that there are many Twitter apps. Leah, what's your favorite Twitter app?
Usfora? I use Usfora, yeah.
And I have nothing bad to say about Usfora. I don't have a good reason.
You know, it's funny. Ever since Twitter updated their webpage, I've been using that more. They did such a nice job with it. But
right.
I think if I'm going to be on the iPad, I think Usfora, although the Twitter app is a very close second, it's really good. This is a matter of taste. The good news is you have a lot of free choices.
Yeah.
This is free. Usfora is not.
Right. And, every time there's a Twitter app that gets some attention, we always check them out. I mean, Hootsuite, we talked about
Love
just
Hootsuite.
A few weeks ago.
That's nice if you're in a business and you need to have multiple accounts with multiple
right.
participants.
Yes. Seismic, TweetDeck.
I mean,
there are a variety of options. But if I'm being honest, I always go back to Twitter. So there you go.
I'm going to add one more.
All right.
Because I realized I spent a lot of time on this early on, and I kind of burned out on it, but I cannot forget Words with Friends, which is, do you like Scrabble, Sarahline? Do you
play
Scrabble?
Love Scrabble.
This is coming to Android soon. We'll be able to do cross-platform play. This is not the official Scrabble app. This is a way to play on the net with strangers. But in fact, they don't even call it Scrabble. But if you play Scrabble, you'll say, gee, that looks awfully familiar, right down to the triple word, double letter, the seven tiles. The rules are the same. It has a built-in dictionary. So if you put in a word, oops, this is a non-existent game. Let me go to a game that's actually in process. If you go to a, if you enter a word that you cannot, that's not legal.
Ooh, you got a blank.
Yeah,
that's
S-T- a good one. I-P.
Stip?
Stip. And you press play, it'll say, submit. No, sorry, that's not an acceptable word. And that's kind of nice, but it does take the challenge aspect out of Scrabble.
Right.
I think this is really the best way to play Scrabble, and I've been using this for a long time. The reason I forgot to mention it is I just kind of got burned out. I had so many going on. You can't have many games going on at once. I've had as many as 30 going on at once. It also has incorporated built-in chat, so you can chat with a person. I think this is a really...
Because that's part the fun argument back and forth is part of the fun of Scrabble.
Well, yeah, there's a little trash talk going on.
See, like, exactly.
I can't believe you said that word and all of that stuff. It is it's a lot of fun. If you like Scrabble, I think Words with Friends is despite the fact that Scrabble has its own real application from Hasbro, I think Words with Friends is really the best one.
I have to admit that I don't have Words with Friends.
You want to play a game?
Well, not right this second, but yes, I would like to after the show's over.
Same company does a chess game.
Ooh,
chess with friends, if you like chess.
I like it. I know how to play chess, but I'm not good.
Yeah,
I don't have much of a strategy.
I'm really good.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we should go down to Market Street and play chess with those dudes
those
on the street.
Those guys are really good.
They're really good.
They're scary good.
They're scary anyway.
They're scary and
because
good.
They're playing chess like in kind of a yeah. rotten neighborhood.
Right.
But they're very talented.
Yeah, many of them are masters down there.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. So those are our picks.
Yay!
Of the year. Woo! Of course, you know, there are many more apps. We talk about them every week, but I think those are our tops.
Yeah, it was hard to narrow it down.
Top for the last 8 months, anyway.
But I could stand behind all of those and say these are really great apps.
Me too.
And,
I was
there are many
being
more.
Completely honest.
Yeah.
So if you want links to all the apps we mentioned, you know where to go, but I'll tell you anyway. iPad Today is at twit.tv/IPT. That's where you can watch this episode when it goes up. You can watch past episodes. We're on episode 25. Yeah, it's the 23rd, but we're on episode 25.
Yeah.
So we're a whole quarter into a century of some kind-ish. We're a quarter.
Halfway.
25 cents.
It's like we started half a year ago.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's actually what we did. You can subscribe to future shows, and, you know, that's kind of the best way to do it. But we give you a lot of ways to watch the show. You can watch us on YouTube if you want. Quick reminder, if you're not watching us live, that we do record iPad Today live on Thursdays. And we'd love to have you watch us live because then you can see all the mess ups and the pre-show fodder. And you watch Leo watching
Thumped
Double
for
Rainbow
around.
For the first
yeah.
time. It's good stuff.
Pre-show is always fun.
4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific is when we go live. And of course, if you have app ideas of your own, and you do, I know you guys do because you're emailing us all the time, you can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv.
We do like those emails.
We sure do.
You know who else I'm a big fan of?
Who?
Squarespace.com.
Squarespace just got way cooler.
Yeah, because they have an iPad app.
They
now.
Do.
Do you have it on there?
Yeah, I do.
I'd love to see it.
It's awesome.
So Squarespace is a web hosting plus great software that let you design and create a beautiful professional site in minutes. If you go to squarespace.com/iPad today right now, now that's not the iPad app. That's the iPhone app.
Yeah, I know.
They now have an iPad
there
app
we
as well.
Go. There
Squarespace.com/iPad iPad today. You can press the green button there and start your Squarespace site. You don't even need a credit card. And it's amazing what you could do. 60 plus styles from designers so that you can, you know, get a good starting point. Now, what Sarah's doing is this is the iPad. There's an iPhone app as well that let you blog, but you can also see your stats. You can also review comments,
mm-hmm.
kill spam. Squarespace, they say they're the secret behind exceptional websites. And you can find out for yourself without any cost or obligation by just going to squarespace.com/iPad today and clicking that green button to set up your own site. If you decide you like it, you can buy squarespace.com for as little as $12 a month. And that, by the way, that includes hosting. The software is always secure, always up to date because they handle that for you. And it's the best software out there. If you use iPad Today as the offer code when you check out, you'll save 10% off the life of your site forever and ever and ever. Take a look at the examples. All these great sites. Sarah Lane is SarahLane.com is your site?
Yeah, that's
my
site.
Is a Squarespace site.
Absolutely.
Take the tour. They've got these great videos. Just really, you know, wonderful people doing great software, the kind of people we like to celebrate. Squarespace.com/iPad today. We thank you.
So excited for their iPad app, too.
For your support. Yeah.
iPhone app is great, but, you know, it wouldn't... The iPad app is what the iPad
is. It's kind of neat because we have a couple of sponsors, Slingbox and Squarespace, mm-hmm. both who have iPad apps now, and it's very cool.
It is very cool.
Moving along, what happened in the world of iPad
this week? Well, so many things happened, but one thing that happened that a lot of people are excited about is Skyfire is now live for the iPad.
This is a browser.
Yeah, which allows you to watch Flash videos.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work perfectly. And to be quite honest with you...
Because they cache the Flash.
Oh, yeah, they cache the Flash. I love that. To be honest with you, I find... Remember when we did that alternative browser episode?
Right.
And you kept saying, what?
Yeah, Safari's awfully good. It doesn't play Flash,
though. Where's the market for this?
Yeah.
Skyfire does what all those other browsers don't do, where it allows you to you sort of watch Flash. You know, you can watch Flash video in a roundabout way.
It's $5, though.
It's $5, and if I can be nitpicky, it's kind of a mess when you look at...
UI, look at it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's a lot going on here.
Can you go to live.twit.tv and watch us? I mean, I guess you could do that on the iPad anyway. Never mind.
Well,
I take that back.
But if you were to... I mean, a lot of people who don't know about TwitPad...
Right. No. You can watch us in Safari. Because we're
H.264. Oh, that's right.
So there's actually no advantage. Never mind.
Well, for
$5, though, if you want to watch, say, a lot of Flash-based sites like...
so many.
College Humor. Daily, whatever it's called.
Daily Motion. I don't know what you're talking about. But what's nice about Skyfire is not only is there... The deal is, by the way, if you're going like, well, how do you watch the Flash videos? What you'll get is... You'll get the standard, you know, Adobe Flash needs to be installed. You've all seen those errors when you go, oh, God, I'm on the iPad now, I can't watch it.
Right.
There's a little video icon here in the lower left-hand corner.
And it just pops up a mini video, and then you can play it from there.
Yeah, and it doesn't always work. Anybody who's kind of fooled around with Skyfire already is like, well, it's not 100% working. But, hey, if you're a Flash user and you're frustrated with not being able to use Flash, got to get Skyfire and see if it helps your experience a little bit more. There's also cool stuff, Facebook integration, Twitter, Google Reader, that sort of thing. So that's Skyfire. A lot of people are excited about that.
$4.99.
You know, can you think of two apps for iPad that you've seen, Leo?
Yes.
Where you say...
This is a challenge. I like
one app totally just ripped off the other app.
Ooh.
And this is super obvious to me.
No.
Well, it's happened, and the apps in question involve Reader.
Which I use and love.
And an app called Mobile RSS. Have you heard of it?
No, interesting. Now, Reader, the thing about Reader is it has this great kind of UI. Oops, that's the wrong, there's the right button. It's a very easy way to read your RSS feeds because it has this kind of folder-based or stack-based, I guess, UI. So you click the stack. So you're saying that Mobile RSS looks just like this?
So what Reader did was they called out Mobile RSS and wrote a little, they have a blog post, basically. If you click the fireball.org link in the doc, what Reader did was say, you know, they didn't want to stew in silence. They said, hey, so this is Reader, and this is Mobile RSS.
Gosh,
on the right-hand side. Mobile RSS just did an update.
Even the controls are the same.
It's pretty blatant. I mean, besides the fact that Mobile RSS has icons.
Look at the left-hand side. I mean...
It's one of those things. Yeah, it's one of those things where, and you know, they've got a variety of examples. I mean, it's a long...
Okay,
you can scroll down. So
you get
the idea.
Holy cow. Now, they can't just steal the code, so they must have just duplicated the user interface with their own code underneath, but boy, it looks the same.
Right. What's interesting about this is you go, app maker wars, whatever, but the kind of iPad development community has really sided with Reader because it's one of these things where you just can't ignore it. Instapaper and Read It Later have both like yanked API access for Mobile RSS.
Good.
So it's been kind of an interesting...
They ripped it off.
Interesting... experiment for Reader to say, hey, we're going to call these guys and gals out and the community to say, yep, you're in the right and we're going to support you.
Good. I'm glad that actually happened.
It worked out. You know, I got a recommendation from Amber about Vivo HD, which is an app that allows you to watch music videos Your favorite Justin Bieber hit, for example.
Vivo is, I think, Universal and some of the other record labels put this together for their artists, presented by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, but many artists, Lady Gaga is the best prominent, but many artists are on Vivo, V-E-V-O. La Rue.
Yes, this is, you know what's funny is...
This is a nice iPad.
When she said, oh, Vivo, you know, it's very, very well done, and I sort of went... Music videos, gosh, I don't even really watch music videos because,
right.
you know, in the past, you turn on
30.
MTV and you watch music videos all day and
the
it
iPad
doesn't work that
mobile,
way anymore.
Is the MTV of the 21st century.
Right, and it sort of reflects that. I mean, I've got a lot of Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato and, you know, there's artists that are featured that I guess are, at least in some circles, the most popular that aren't necessarily of that much interest to me, but I can also search by artist. If I want to watch it. The thing about music videos that's, I guess it shouldn't be such a surprise to me, but, you know, just because we're not watching them, I mean, people are still making music videos.
Look at Justin
for all
Bieber
of their hits.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, the Biebs.
There he is.
And
how does he do that with his hair?
I don't know.
Is it shoe polish?
I don't have any idea.
I think it might be corn silk.
Well, it's weird because he parts it in kind of a weird spot. I mean, there must be just a
Poor
lot of
kid.
Effort that
he's
goes
only,
into
what,
it.
He's only, what, he's 16, for crying out loud.
Oh, he's adorable. I would like him to have a different haircut, but it's neither here nor there because it's all about his music. I don't know any of his songs either, but I'm sure he's very talented. So anyway, this is Vivo HD. Actually, I played a video yesterday that was decidedly not in HD, so it's probably HD as much as possible. And maybe there's a
no,
there's
it's
a
1024 by 768. It can't be HD.
Well, then I guess they call it HD because it's an iPad app where the graphics look HD-ish.
Right. It's tall enough, but it's not wide enough.
If you're a music video lover,
I like Vampire Weekend.
I like Vampire Weekend
They're
too.
They're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen him in concert. They were adorable. What's also
you know
nice
who else
about
I like?
Vivo?
What? Go ahead. What's that? What else do you like?
Well, you can, you know, you can
I like
make
her
a playlist.
Hair. Now that's how I want my hair to look.
You know, if you wanted to cook dinner and you wanted some music playing in the background and you kind of wanted to look over every once in a while, you can create a playlist and listen to a bunch
of music.
Are the
Gorillaz on
together.
There?
I don't know. I haven't searched for them. How do you know about the Gorillaz?
Because they have the world's first iPad album.
Now, that's true. Well,
are you a Gorillaz fan?
I love Gorillaz.
What do you mean? How do I know? Do I look so old? Well, I guess I am wearing
You just complain mascot. About not knowing what the hip kids are into these days. Those are
I've
your
heard
words.
Of them.
Yeah. It's a band created from
people.
A variety
it's
of other
It's made of people and musicians,
members,
mostly.
Members, musicians. Yeah. Yes, musicians. The word band is kind of outdated almost because sometimes you go, well, what instruments are they playing? And but yeah, Gorillaz are to release an iPad app on Christmas Day. So that's December 25th.
That's really
And
neat.
I know, I'm very excited about it. The whole idea, this article that I read was...
Is it going to be released anywhere else or just on the iPad?
Well, no. It's composed on the iPad.
Oh.
So they'll be releasing it, I believe, through their official band website. But no, it's an iPad-created album.
So he says, I've made it on an iPad. I hope I'll be making the first record on an iPad. I fell in love with my iPad as soon as I got it. Mm-hmm. So I've made a completely different kind of record.
That's right. Isn't that cute?
That's neat.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm a Gorillaz fan. You know, there have been a couple people who have said, you know, Gorillaz are not the first group to compose music on an iPad. And that's obviously true. We've shown off a lot of music composition on the iPads on this show before. But they're certainly the first, probably, arguably, the most high-profile group to do so. Gorillaz are pretty popular. So I'm excited about that. I loved their last album, and it wasn't that long ago that they released it. So new music for us. Between Gorillaz and Daft Punk, we're pretty much ready to go. You know, I've seen Tron.
Did you see Tron?
Well, I've technically seen it 3 times now.
Oh, my God.
I know. Because we had the Tron special, of course. So
oh, yeah.
I
you were down there at PDI or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, at Digital Domain.
Digital Domain, yeah.
And I didn't see the whole movie because it wasn't done yet, but I saw a good amount of it.
By the way, if you haven't seen Sarah's special, before you see the movie, watch her special.
It actually will make you appreciate the movie more.
Twit.tv/specials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Tron special in there and on YouTube.
Did you see it in IMAX the first time you saw it? Where'd you see it?
Saw it the second time in IMAX.
What'd you think versus a regular theater?
Well, our IMAX seats were really bad. So I actually...
Were you behind a pillar?
No, we were just over to the side, and you and I actually really want to be center as much as possible. Yeah. It was a lot more crowded on a Tuesday night than I thought it would be. So I have to say it was awesome, but I kind of just liked the regular 3D better because my seats were better, at least at that time. We got a personalized Christmas greeting from Brent, who
is this from? Is he, did were, he, is he Tron?
No, no. Brent is just, he's a
this
viewer.
This doesn't have anything to do with Tron?
No. He's just an editor for a local NBC affiliate in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh, neat.
And he made us a Christmas card.
Let's watch that.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's you, Sarah Lane. And
hey,
there
look
I am.
At you.
Looking good.
You
a
look
little
awesome.
Flat, but I can really skate. Hey, this is pretty cool. Look at that. Nice legs.
I know. I'm very talented. I can hold that pose.
How did you
forever.
Know I was going to be wearing the smoking jacket?
I think you look very svelte.
Yes, I do. You know, I find that skating is fantastic for one's gluteus maximus.
Absolutely. Yeah. Skater butt, as it's more commonly known.
Often said that way. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think if you just, I don't know, I know I'm a little flat, but.
We are 2D, but I think it really.
How does he do that?
I don't know. He's an editor, so he's magic. He's a magic man.
He's a magical editor.
Yeah, Brent just decided to, no reason. He just wanted to wish us a Merry Twitmas. So he made us a nice little holiday greeting, and you can't not feature it on the show. It's just so weird. I won't put my leg down, apparently. I just love that pose.
Well, we're not the most animated couple, but we sure can skate.
Right. Look at all that twirling.
Wow.
We're not even getting dizzy.
I believe that was a triple salt cow followed by a half gainer.
Isn't that cute?
Merry Twitmas.
Merry Twitmas, everyone.
That's really nice.
Thanks, Brent. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh. I loved it.
Golly.
I hope you did too.
I'm a little verklempt.
It's nice because I'm not a good ice skater. IRL. I haven't even tried in years because I've got weak ankles or something. It's not fun for me, but I like to watch myself as if I was talented. You may have heard, it was a sensation sweeping, the internet cats of the world, Leo, a iPad game called
iPad Game for Cats.
Game for Cats. I mean, it's kind of an obvious name. In fact, I do have it.
It's upside down. Well, that cats don't mind that.
No, they don't.
Because they're upside down.
This is, it's.
So there's a mouse and the cat gets to select the level by patting on it.
Right. So this is like, the laser pointer.
Oh, so let's see. We actually have a trailer.
You know, I normally.
From the manufacturer.
Yes,
See, there's the cat going crazy.
Nutso.
Chasing
the mouse. That's
the mouse
level.
I didn't think cats could see screens.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
No, I just
cats
thought.
Cats aren't blind.
I thought that they didn't have the right kind of vision to see that.
Normally, I wouldn't highlight a cat game because this is certainly not the only one. But this got a lot of attention online.
There's more than one?
Yes, and we've talked about them on the show before. There are many cat-based
apps. I must have blanked
that
out.
All right.
So you
but
did a little
so,
test,
so
right?
many of my friends, I have two cats, and so many of my friends were like, oh, you got to get Game for Cats. You can just like stop playing with your cats, and it'll do all the work for you. So I decided to...
Stop playing with your cats. It will do all the work for
that's
you.
Right.
That tells you a little bit about how Sarah feels.
That's what my mean friends were saying. But I thought, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and launch the game, and I'll get on my iPhone, and I'll take a little video of my...
Yeah. Look, there, see, he's enjoying it.
That's a girl.
Lucy's enjoying it.
No, she doesn't really.
There she goes.
Yeah.
She's gone.
They were just like, what is up?
Why would I play with
what
that?
What is up?
You think that doesn't fool me. I'm not fooled. Do you have
All
any
right.
food?
Anyway, so let's move on.
I'm just going to lick myself while you humiliate yourself.
I guess I'll just play. I guess nobody wants to play.
So Dominic, moving on to the best Christmas tree ever. Dominic in British Columbia, Canada, made what I think that you'll appreciate very much. He has a Flickr set. The link is in the doc to a very special kind of Christmas
That's
tree.
That's a very special,
mm-hmm.
very festive holiday Christmas tree. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
There's a pig. There's a bird. He's angry. There's another one. Wow.
He made an Angry Birds Christmas tree.
What do you think his wife...
If you're not wondering, If you haven't figured out the theme yet, well, I don't know if he has a wife. He didn't mention her.
I'm guessing.
No?
No.
Maybe the wife likes Angry Birds as well.
You know, he has to have a wife. Nobody has a Christmas tree and ornaments without a wife.
Well.
Oh.
See? So it's not a real tree, but okay. It is a really heartfelt Christmas event, which I love. Thank you, Dominic.
I bad today. It's brought to you by our friends at Hover.com.
What does Hover do, Leo?
No idea.
Wait a second. Domain registration.
You're so cute when you're flustered. HOVER.com is the place to go if you have domains you want to register, or if you have domains, as I did, that you'd like to host, have a registrar that's a little bit less obnoxious. And that's what Hover is so great. I mean, it's just simple. It's clean. It's great. Choose from all the main top-level domains, including some wacky ones, .tel, .bz, .ws, info, ca, tv, org. You can also transfer your domains to Hover.com. That's what I did. In fact, for just $25 for one domain or 1,000, they do all the work for you. Transfers are free. You do pay $10, but that gives you an additional year over and above the amount remaining on your domain registration. I took advantage of that, and I just registered it for a bunch of years. Hover.com. If you go to iPadToday.hover.com, you get 10% off. 10% off your new domain. iPadToday.hover.com. One of the nice things about Hover is they have built-in Whois privacy. It's included in the price, so you don't have that upsell. You could set up an email address, forward an email address, redirect your domain to other website addresses. That's what most people use it for. Create URL extensions, set privacy controls, all with fewer clicks and without the upsell, and their new no-hold policy for customer service calls during business hours. Once you get a live person, that's it. No hold. They'll handle your call. Go to it right now, iPadToday.hover.com, and register your new domain. Great company. Affiliated with Two Cows, which I'm sure you all know. They used to be Digital Domains. That's their new name is H-O-V-E-R, hover.com. We've moved all our sites over there, and I'm very happy about that. All right, Sarah Lane.
You know, iPad Today would be nothing without our viewers and our listeners, of course.
It's so true.
It's so true. We love you guys. We get so much feedback and ideas and notes of support.
Cookies.
And criticism, and sometimes even cookies. Got a really nice Christmas card from, what was his name?
I have it right here in the dock.
No. It was the one that was upstairs that I showed you. I forget your first name, but your last name is Moran, and you live in Connecticut, and thanks so much for your cute Christmas card.
Oh, you did. You know, he sent you a very sweet card.
It was
really
nice.
I thought it was very heartfelt and very nice.
Yes, I'm so sorry. You know, it's escaping me. But we did get a video question from Eddie Starr. Eddie Starr, I actually think you're in the chat room right now. He's got an issue.
Right behind
him. I'll let him tell us
if his issue is that there is a lion breathing down his neck.
We don't have an answer.
We can't help you.
Hello, Sarah, Leo, and iPad Today. I'm Eddie Starr, and I have a quick question about my iPad. Like most of you, I updated to 4.2, but now when I go to run an application, let's say I go to run the app, right? Okay, watch.
Whoa, that's not good.
Okay, no, not a good sound effect. Let me try that again. Let's say I want to run the AppBox app. Okay, really, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing. I'm a little concerned.
Can you guys help me out?
Whoa!
Thanks so much.
I've never seen that. Eddie, I'm sorry. I'm curious, what was that going on at the beginning? It looked like, somebody holding up stuff behind him, or was there a green screen going on? I think so.
I think he's just really creative.
That was very good.
I had to watch the video a few times because it was like, wait. He actually does have an iPad problem, but he's also being creative, and there was just a lot coming on.
I just want to see it one more time.
Hello, Sarah, Leo, and iPad Today.
Okay, now what's that? Is he in a green screen?
I don't think that's somebody doing that. I think he, it's like a...
Hello, Sarah, Leo, and iPad Today.
Eddie, could you please write me again?
How did you do that, Eddie?
And tell me how you did that?
I love it.
Polar bears, lions, birds. Very cool.
What's going on, obviously, to me anyway, is there's a memory issue. The video memory is getting clobbered. I presume, Eddie, you've done the obvious, which is to turn them. Anytime something like this happens, and it does happen sometimes, is to turn it off completely.
Yeah.
By pressing and holding the top button until you get that slide to turn off and turn it off. If that doesn't work, there is a reset, as there is on all iOS devices. If you press the top button, the on-off switch, and the home button at the same time for a few seconds, you'll get a complete reset. And that may be even beyond this stage. There you go. That was a complete reset. So I didn't swipe it.
Mm-hmm.
That may help too. If it doesn't, and you still get those little weird video artifacts, then the next step, the hardcore step, is to do a full restore. Make sure you sync your iPad first so that you have all the data that's on there, that you're doing a full backup, and then go to your iTunes and say restore. That rewrites the firmware. If that doesn't fix it, then it's a hardware problem, and you're going to bring it back to the Apple store. The good news is all iPads are currently under warranty because they're all less than a year old.
We would really be doing hundreds of you a disservice because so many people wrote in about, we're going to go ahead and skip Jack. We're going to go down to Reed Grevin. Now, I don't know if you saw this email because he sent it to you. He sent it to iPad Today and he sent it to a few addresses, but he is part of North Point Ministries in Georgia. Better known, talk about an internet meme. This is a good example of one. They put together an iPad and iPhone concert for their church.
That's so cool.
That was better known as the iBand. So, yeah, it's just a YouTube link in there. And he, so many of you, by the way, wrote in to say this is the coolest thing ever. And
I didn't know who did this. We actually, I think, played this. And I did not know who it was. So this is actually one of our viewers doing this.
He's in the music department at North Point Ministries. And he says he's the guy in the middle wearing the antlers. And so
this is so cool.
It's so cool. And he said the inspiration was the guys playing iPhones in the subway. And they were inspired
to take
the concept to the next level. And he says, being a church and everything, we were worried as to how the crowd would react. Would they even get what we were doing? They're used to hearing us as professional musicians.
There he is with his antlers.
There he is. That's Reed. So he was saying, they were worried.
Look at this. This is a Bell application.
Would people get it?
Oh, it's so incredible. I bet he got a standing ovation. Are you kidding?
Oh, I mean, the internet loves this thing.
Oh, yeah.
So a little bit of facts, if you're sort of wondering, like, well, how did they really put together? So he says, all the guys playing are professional level musicians. They're all playing their own specialty. So the pianists are playing piano apps.
Makes sense.
Drummers playing drums and so on. There are 5 iPhones, 5 iPads, 4 of which were borrowed. 3 of them, as the church's music department, created and demoed the arrangements.
Look at this. He's playing guitar on his iPhone.
Then they said they sent the music, basically, to the rest of the guys to learn. And then they rehearsed as a group for a couple hours midweek before
big
Sunday performance.
It just shows you, if you're
talented.
If you're a musician, it doesn't really matter what your axe is. You can play. This is so well done.
It's so cool.
I can't remember what show I played this on, but I was just blown away when I saw it. And my reaction is that this shows you, if you have good hardware with good sound generation capability and great apps and a great user interface, this is really a real testament to the iPad.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is your church. You know these guys as musicians in the church anyway.
I thought this was like a big concert.
But to get up and have been there at the time, probably, not to be cheesy, but
sounds great.
Kind of
too,
powerful man. Moment.
Look at this, Reed. You look great.
Reed, you look awesome. And so do your fellow musicians. It was very exciting to have. The links kept coming in. Everyone's like, "You got to see the iBand. You got to see the iBand." And then Reed himself was like, "Oh, hey, you guys, you might like this video that my church put together." It was already a big internet hit. So there you go. Isn't that cool?
Great festive way to celebrate the holidays.
We love you, North Point Ministries. You guys should take the show on the road.
No kidding. Don't you love the frame that they put around the video to the iPhone?
Adorable.
And look at the crowd goes crazy, of course.
Of course.
But we'll leave you to watch the rest of
this. Exactly.
They do a lot more. This is just, that's pretty amazing.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Of course, in the interest of time, we couldn't feature that many of your voicemails.
By the way, 1.8 million views on that
That's quite a few more than there were last time I checked.
It's going up fast.
Well, it's 'tis the season. 'Tis the season for iBands. We do want to hear from you guys. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail, 757-504-IPAD is the number. It's our Google Voice number. Or for extra points, you can send us a video. You know, you can send us a video of the weird things your iPad's doing. Just show us, say hi.
We love the videos.
Yeah, the videos are great because then we can see you guys. And, yeah. You know, you see us and then we can see you and everybody's happy. So please keep the feedback coming. We love it. We appreciate it. And we're so glad that you're watching and or listening and sometimes both.
Get your hat ready. Our app cap award, our best app of the week, coming up in just a little bit. Before we do that, though, I'd like to tell everybody about really what deserves an app cap, which is the brand new Slingbox for iPad
Woo!
App, just in time for the holidays. I am so excited about this. Now you can watch your home TV anywhere you go on your iPad, whether you're going to the football game and you want to watch the replays. I mean, this is the perfect form factor for Slingbox. How does Slingbox work? It's very simple. We actually, I don't know if anybody knows this, but this is how we get our video from CES to our studios. We use Slingbox. That's how good the video is. We have a Slingbox device. This is what you would do. You go to Best Buy and you pick one up and you hook it up to your television system, which whether it's your satellite or your cable box or maybe your DVR. You could put a DVD player, a Blu-ray player, whatever you've got, you hook it up to the Slingbox and then you hook the Slingbox up to the internet. That's it. You're done. You have a login to that device, and anywhere you go on your iPad now or your iPod Touch with Wi-Fi or your iPhone or your Android phone on your Mac or Windows PC, you log into your Slingbox at your home and you can watch your TV system, the local news, local games, whatever's on your DVR. You can even control your DVR from your iPad. This is fantastic, not just for the road, but for the backyard or the bathroom, anywhere you are. As long as you can get online, you can watch your TV. I want you to check out Slingbox at Best Buy or slingbox.com. You know, I don't have it set up right now because we're having a Christmas party at home and everything's disconnected. Next week, I will put the Slingbox on here and you can watch it. It's really, really amazing. Slingbox.com/twit if you want to know more or see a demo at a Best Buy. If you don't have a Slingbox yet, it's not, if you're watching this as we recorded, it's not too late to run out and get a Slingbox for your home. I just love it. All right, time for our app caps. I like your app cap today.
Oh, the actual cap?
Yes.
I do too.
You're a Yogi Bear type.
I was saying before the show that this was my safari hat, and you said, that's not a safari hat.
It's a Mountie hat or a Ranger hat.
A Ranger hat.
Yeah, and what do you think kind of hat this
Ranger
is?
Ranger Sarah. That's a ho-ho-ho hat.
Yes, you bet.
You know, we had a viewer write in and say, oh my gosh, please tell me where you got the ho-ho-ho hat because my wife wants it badly and I'd love to get it for her for the
My wife
Christmas
wanted
present.
It badly too. You know how I got it?
I don't know.
You ever go
I
to
said
one
I
of
would
the,
ask.
You ever go to one of those white elephant parties?
Yes. In fact, this, there was a friend
fun.
Had one.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
They're Christmas gifts that you got that you really don't want, and this was a white elephant. And I had to fight, you know, because the way a white elephant works.
You can steal.
You steal because the next person who opens it up, you could either take a present from the middle or steal somebody else. This thing, man, was there a battle over this hat, but I got it.
You're the ho, ho, ho.
And I'm going to wear it.
It's good. It's good. You're like a pirate. And
it could be anything.
Napoleon.
It could be anything.
And a ho-ho-ho.
Yeah, I could be Al Capone.
You're a cowboy.
It could be, it's basically, this is the most flexible hat you ever had.
It's a very, very nice hat. Viewer, I am sorry that we don't know
well,
where
look
it came
at the label.
From.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Wait a minute here. It's an elope. ELOPE.com.
Elope?
Elope.
Everybody's, don't elope in that hat.
You know what it stands for?
What?
Everybody's laughing on planet Earth.
Wow.
So there you go. I had no idea. That's the first time I've ever looked inside it.
Hopefully that helps you find the ho-ho-ho hat. You got a couple days till Christmas yet.
I'm going to check out this elope here.
You know,
oh, look, they got all kinds of hats.
I can't.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Elope.
Look, you could wear a turkey on your head.
That's.
I'm going to get a Christmas tree
good for
hat
next Thanksgiving. Leo.
Yes.
Without further ado.
Your app cap.
I have to show you.
It's out.
My new little obsession, World of Goo.
This
now,
is the greatest game.
Some of you may say, wait a second, World of Goo isn't new. It's new for the iPad, my friends.
And it's perfect for the iPad.
And it's perfect. Oh, it's great. In fact, okay, so let's go ahead and we'll pick up where I left off. The idea is that if you're not familiar, if you're familiar with World of Goo, what's great about the iPad app is, you know, it moves around. It's so much like
You know what? This is the best version of World of Goo.
It's so cute.
This is fantastic.
I don't have the music up, but the music is great, and there's little sound effects, and it's like, yeah, it's a cutesy game. The idea is that these little goo balls that are sort of alive, but they kind of work together, need to go wake up these little sleeping goos. And the idea is to lose as few soldiers.
You're building a ladder or...
That they all kind of, you know, they're all sort of one living thing. And I've got to go around this stuff because this will break the little goo balls and so on and so forth. So you get the idea. So, you know, down there's goo in the bottom and you... The nice thing is it makes really good use of space. So, whoa!
Whoa! You just broke the goo.
Well, that's how much I like the game is that I forget what's going on. So, like, for example, here, I'm down here, but it makes good use of space because I know eventually I've got to get up to that pipe. So it's like, okay, I've got a ways to go here, and I need to make sure that I don't build something that's going to be counterproductive. So we don't have time for me to go through this whole level. By the way, I've tried this level twice, and I have killed too many goos in order for it to be... something where I can advance to the next level. So it is a little bit frustrating, but you know, and you've got these little, the little sign. It's very cute the way that this game works. It's like you've got this sort of anonymous sign maker that will give you little tips. You know, if you want to tap a little bug, you can go back in time.
I played it on Mac and PC. It's even on Steam. But I have to say,
Wii had it a couple years ago.
This is the platform. I mean, this is really the way to play it.
Well, and it's, you know, the way that the animation is, it just works for the iPad really well. You know, they've got a little story going on behind it. You know, some people, it's funny, I tweeted a couple days ago, like, oh, I love World of Goo. This is great. And some people were like, oh, it's so cutesy. And, you know, like, I don't know. Why do you like that game so much? And
you like those physics puzzler type games.
Yeah. I mean,
you?
The cuteness is, and, you know, I don't know. It's just a bonus, but it's the geometry of it. I like the geometry stuff. So, World of Goo is $10. For some people, that's going to be kind of steep.
Oh, that's disappointing. I wish it weren't so expensive.
I know.
You know, it's a neat story, though. These guys don't put any copy protection on their games. They World of Goo is kind of a small studio, and they really made a real success out of it. It's, you know, it's been out for, I would say, 2 or 3 years now. But it really, a simple conception that's been quite successful without copy protection, without a major studio behind it, and I think that they deserve... their success. And it is on Steam. If you're a PC or Mac user, you could play it on the PC or Mac. But I have to say, this is how you should be playing it.
So I made it.
You did it. Now, did you do it without killing enough?
We'll see. Because I think I need 24. Yes.
Oh, you're going to make it. Yay. And you get the handle to flush.
I'm not even kidding. I couldn't do that yesterday.
That
some sort of a mental block.
Isn't that funny? That's good. You did it. Congratulations.
So the World of Goo, it's very cute. It's a fun game to play. And I always kind of say, if at the very least, it's a good time waster, but it's a very well done game. You know, if $10 is too steep for you.
I wish it weren't so much.
I don't know. It's not the first $10 app we've shown on the show. It just depends on how bad you like it.
And $10 isn't that much for
It's not that much if it seems like the kind of game that's right for you. Decide on your own. But I love World of Goo, and that's my app cap.
All right.
I don't even know what your cap is. This is going to be a surprise to all of us.
I think I mentioned it.
You did?
Spring Pad.
Oh, yeah, Spring Pad.
This is actually, you know, I'm an Evernote fan. In fact, I met Phil Libin in Paris. And he told me about all the great Evernote things. He even told me that when they survey their users for references of who they heard about Evernote from, I am like the number one referrer of Evernote. And Evernote is a great app. But SpringPad is kind of neat. Now, I came to SpringPad on the Chromium laptop because, now let me show you, this is Chrome right now. And this is the SpringPad app in Chrome. There is an app. It's free in Chrome. It's a notebook program. You see, here's a nice feature. You can import your delicious bookmarks. This is going to be a great way to keep track of it. So that's the desktop. That's the browser, and this is the iPad version. And as you can see, it's the same stuff. You can share stuff with friends. You can create notebooks. And a notebook contain a lot of different kinds of elements. Let's see. Yes. Add a note, add a task. Tasks have checkboxes, so it's a good to-do list. You can look it up on the web and save web pages to this. You can add photos. And, of course, if you have the iPhone or Android version, you can take photos and put it in here. You can even add placemarks, which is a nice feature. So if I've got a local place, let's say this knitting store that's right across the street, I can add this right into my notebook here. So it's a great way of keeping track of research, of pages you've visited, places you've visited, photographs, notes of all kinds. And then the nice thing is it automatically synchronizes itself not only to your desktop, but to any desktop you use, to the browser you use. In a bit, this should sync, and I'll be able to see this in my notebook, the thing that I just added in there. So it really is a very slick program. As you can see, ad-based on the desktop. I haven't seen any ads yet in the iPad version. It's pretty clean, although I imagine they'll do ad-supported. It's absolutely free. You see, I've got a nice little Christmas theme. They have a variety of themes behind it. You can change those right here in the settings. It is free. It's a very simple application. I love Evernote, and I use it religiously. Evernote has the advantage of desktop applications for PCs and Macs. But this is a pretty strong contender. If you're looking for a notebook program that will automatically synchronize across all of your platforms, SpringPad is pretty cool. And as I said, it plays very well with Chrome and other browsers as well.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Nice and clean.
Do you use a notebook program at all?
I mean, as far as note-taking, Evernote is still my go-to.
I'll show you one more that I just got. I haven't had enough time to really review this, but I have a feeling it's going to be really good. This is called Audiotorium. The idea of this is it uses Dropbox. More and more I want things that use Dropbox. I can take physical notes, but I can also record. So if you're in a class or a meeting, you can record the audio, type in here as you're listening to the audio your notes. You can even exit out. It will continue to record and then go back in. It's completely multitasking. This is an interesting app. I'm going to play with this a little bit more. This is another note-taking application that might be of interest to us, to some people. It's called Audiotorium. This just came out.
Not to be confused with Auditorium, which we've featured on the show before.
Have we? Auditorium?
Yeah, it was like a music thing.
Oh, that's
right.
Like
Auditorium.
Auditorium. This is Audiotorium.
Auditorium.
Anyway, there's a couple of notepad applications. Evernote is still the king of the hill and really kind of the one I always use. But
We might be due for another note theme.
Is it time once again?
It's been a while. In the new year.
What are your plans for the holidays? You're going to go anywhere, do anything?
No, I'm local. It's a nice thing to be from Northern California around this time of year because everyone complains about flights.
We have great weather.
It's just nice not to have to go anywhere. So I'll be going down to the South Bay for Christmas dinner.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we hope all of you have a wonderful holiday,
happy
new year. We thank you for joining us. Next week, Sarah's going to be here. Maybe I'll pop by.
Take the weekend. Think about whether you want to come in.
You're working on the weekend. Everybody else is taking the week off, but no, Sarah has to do a show.
Well, I like doing it.
I love it that you do.
Yeah.
All right.
I enjoy
it.
But that's it for the 25th episode of iPad Today.
You bet. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
iPad Today. Oh, 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 oh.